check the nature of this shear. I mean, how to act toward unfortunate retarded children is of such importance and of such relevance today that it requires a hakdome on the hashkofa level. And the hakdome, I think the best hakdome would be by mentioning the Gemara in Hirav and Daf Malach. The Gemara says that Chatreide had one talent who was so handicapped and that he had to teach to a handicapped child, to a retarded child, 400 times the lesson in order that he should understand what an average child of average intelligence would understand in one time. Probably was very, very retarded. Now, there is a Chuvas HaRashba, and I think the Mokeya, the halachic Mokeya for the Chuvas HaRashba is this Gemara in Erev in Daf Nun Aleph. The Rashba says, if a Melamed or the Tzibur who pay for the Melamed have to choose between engaging in Melamed for bright children who will be able to teach them Kol HaTorah Kuleh, or engaging the Melamed for retarded children who just teach them Shema Yisrael and how to daven. So what comes first? So the Rashba says that engaging in Melamed to teach retarded children Shema Yisrael and davening is takes priority over and above engaging in Melamed for Elohim, for geniuses. I think the Mokeya is of dead Gemara in Erev. The Rashba doesn't mention Gemara in Erev. But Gemara in Erev, Daf Nun Aleph, says that Chatreide had one Talmid who was so retarded that in order to teach him something that an average child could understand in one lesson, he had to teach him 400 times. So then, one time, Chatreide had to go on a journey, a very important journey. So he told the Talmud that he will not see him for some time because he's going on a journey. So then the Talmud became very depressed. And usually when he taught the Talmud 400 times a lesson, so he understood it. This time he taught him 400 times, it didn't enter his mind. He was so upset because his Rebbe, the Freide, was leaving for some time. So then Freide decided that he'll stay with the town. Then the bus broke him out and asked Freide, what do you prefer? Teaching this one Talmud 400 times or teaching every day one time? So he said that he prefers to have, and the Baskel even said that if he, whatever he decides, he'll have Arich HaShem. So the Prater says he wants to teach this one Talmud every day 400 times. So then the Baskel answered, you'll be granted both. You'll have Arich HaShem and you'll be able to teach the Talmud 400 times. I think this is the Mokeya for the Chuvas HaRashba. Now, the Gemara in Chagigah, so the Mishnah, the first Mishnah in Chagigah says that Chereshet Bikotten are potter of Mitzvah Sriyeh and Mitzvah Chagigah, like any other Mitzvah Saseh. So the Gemara says, what is a Sheite? Tomer Rabon, Rav Gimel Amud Beis said about it. Zehu Sheite. Who is considered a Sheite? So the Gemara, the Braise says, Hayeitze Yechidi Balailo. If somebody goes out at night by himself, The alone the Beisakvois. If somebody decides to sleep in the Beisakvois, the Ankaras Susi, one who tears his body. Now Reb Chaim was once asked in Petersburg, that's Leningrad today, by the Minister of Education, who was a very educated person, how is it that the Talmud in Chagigah, when it discusses Sheite, it mentions only three things. I mean, there are all kinds of Sheite. So Reb Chaim answered that this is, these three types are representative of three types of Mishugas. Hayeti Yechidi Balailo, that means he does not like light. As a matter of fact, when the Mishnah says in Mamadlikim, Hamachabe Saneya, it means Shunishore, it means Akumo, it means Listin, it means Ruacho. So what does Ruacho mean? So the Rambam in Pirush HaMishneh, not in Shabbos, but Meirav, in regard to the Mishneh, Mishu, Tziyo, he say, Listim on Ruacho. Ruacho, so ze ma shekirim, the Russian Arvi, Malancholia. Malancholia, melancholy. So, and that kind of a person who suffers from melancholy, so when there is light, he becomes very wild and he can't stand light. He wants to sit in darkness. So that's a sign of insanity, one type of insanity. Halom b'sakvores. Halom b'sakvores means also a very broad category. It is a person who wants to be isolated from people. He only wants to mingle with Macy. The only place where he's happy, where he has peace of mind, is the Beisakvores. Then Amkaras Ksuse. Amkaras Ksuse means he doesn't know how to take care of himself. Now the Rambam in Hilchas Seides has many categories of insanity. And some categories of insanity might apply to a person who is highly intelligent, could be a professor in a college too, but still is insane. Aleph says, Asor mini paslos hei kol shenimtso boi echod mihen hareu posleides veilei הנושים, הבודים, הקטנים, השייטים, החרשים, הסומים, הורשויים, הפצועים, והקרבים, והנהיגים בעידוס הנערי לעשור. Then the Rambam says, הקטנים, נהלוך הזי, הקטנים פסולים לעידס מן הטרו, שמם הבעידים ויומדו שני הנושים, הנושים ולא יקטנים. Afilhoyo a cotton novin bechocho. A cotton could be very intelligent, but if he's not 13 years old, Alpidin is not considered a bendeo. Hareyu posel achiyovi shtei sayres. Achash lishesre shono gmures. Then the Rambam says, cotton sheigia lecho shnei sob. He's already 13 years old. Sheniro boy simoni bagus mamailo. So we don't, any tzaddikah, we don't have to investigate whether he produced the science. Being lad, but if he doesn't have simoni bagus mamailo, then he kabli mitusi achi ubatich. Then the Rambam Halacha says, discusses shape. And here, the Rambam mentions so many categories of Sheite that no Rishi mentions. Hasheite posel leides min hatero. Why? So the Rambam should say, Lifishei nivendeo. The Rambam doesn't say Lifishei nivendeo. But he says, "Mitishaini ben mitzvahs, this potter of mitzvahs. Beloy shein teshum halach orim, umishaba kelim, bizere kabonim belvat." Not after Ishaite, who's completely detached from reality. And in other words, he goes in the street naked, and he breaks kelim, and he throws rocks. El kol mishanitre for daite. Vinimtze is daite mishubeshes. In other words, it's the Rambam mentions the aloche of Sheite l'dvarechot. Even though the Gemara in Chagiga mentions only three types of Sheite, if the aloche is in Sheite l'dvarechot, is a Sheite, why does the Gemara mention three types? Any mishubas, in any area, well, that's a question. We'll see. El kol mishanitche for daite, v'nimtze is daite mishubeshe stomi, v'dobo min advori, afal pishu midabia v'sheel, ki ingen v'sho dvorim, harei ze posto, u'vichlal sheitim yechoshim. Then hanichpe, one who has seizures. So basically you say posto, because then he's not even there. Ubeishu bori kosha. Ve'echod anichpe mizman lizman. Oy anichpe tomid below eskabu ad a certain people who had seizures, who have irregularity. Let's say every month he has a seizure, and there are certain people who have no regularity. It can happen any day, any time. Vehu, but when it doesn't happen, he's a kipikeach l'chodavah. But that's only if at the times of when he's a bori, so daite is not mishubeshes. He's completely normal. Vehu shalo yiyah daite mishubeshes tami sha'arin shom nichpim shegam beiz priyosom daitom mitorefes aleyem. Because many of the nichpin, even when they are not in a state of seizures, they are also not 100%. So we cannot be mikabreides unless we make sure that he is 100% at the time of the kabbalah. Then Allah Yud, the Rambam mentions other categories of shame. Hapsoim b'yeseya. שהם מכירים דבורים שסייסרים זה וזה ולא יבינו עניוני הדובו כי דרך שמבינים שועם הורס that someone who is retarded, who doesn't understand the stiras between one thing and the other, so then he's a shady. Then והי בחין המבורולים והנחפוזים דאטום, that's another category. Nivolim Nachpozim Midatum could be very intelligent, a big intellectual, but he's not stable. One day he's like this, one day he's like that. As a matter of fact, at the time of the Sheresaya and the Yehude, so there was the incident of the Kliva Get, and that tracked the whole Torah community, because some Gedalim were Matia. Now, he was a very successful businessman, but he had one mishugas. The mishugas was that he was Moshiach. So, and he married a woman when he didn't have that mishugas, when he was completely normal. Then he acquired, he developed that mishugas, that he was Moshiach. And he very good. So the question was whether the wife was Moteres Laon or not. So there was a machlekes between the Sheresaya and the Behude. I mean, the Sheresaya was mati on the basis of the Gemara and Chagiga, and the Behude answered it. Now then the Rambam mentions v'amishtagim b'yisa. Amishtagim b'yisa is not that he is unstable, but he has no dignity. I mean, he's not embarrassed in front of people to do things that a normal person wouldn't do except b'chadr chadar. even though he's normal in every way. So that's also a shame. He's not a benitzvus. Rabishtagim Yeisa, Harelu Bichol Hashik. Now, the Rambam mentions the reason is why all these categories of Sheikim are postulated with Yishayni Benitzvahs. But the Rambam means any Benitzvahs, Mitzvahs Haseh, not Mitzvahs Haseh. I mean, it's true that a real Sheikim, so then is Peter of Lysis is also. But these shaitim, we are not only shaitim of Varecho, on beholding the Tzoyim B'Yisya, beholding B'Yisya, on Shtagim B'Yisya, so they are not potter of Mrs. Lysis, but they are only potter of Mrs. Hasei. And the Halacha by Eidus is that one who is potter of Mrs. Hasei is postulated. But one thing is certainly true, even though a shaitim of Varecho, he has to be chayev in all mitzvahs. But if somebody is not chayev in all mitzvahs, so then he is potter of onshin. As a matter of fact, there is a halacha in Shulchan Aruch that if he cotton converted himself, abandoned the Jewish faith, together with his parents, so that today is as to whether there is a chiyuv aveiles on the craving, or there is no chiyuv aveiles on the craving. Now, so the Be'er Agro mentions a tisefte in Sanhedrin, the Gabi Yira Medachas. So there is a machlekes between Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Akiva, as to whether Ktanei Anshi Yira Medachas Shehutchu Imaviem. So Rabbi Lezer says Aril Nerodi, Rabbi Akiva says the Apoda. So he says, so the Kor says it only has reference to Ktanim who have Das, let's say, but they are not Bar Mitzvah yet. So then Rav Lezer says, since they have das, some mele in Iran Dachas, they are Bahrainish. But as in all other Aviras, they are Potter of Onshin. And Rav Akiva says that even in Iran Dachas, they're not Bar Onshin. Why does Rav Lezer make a distinction between the Inish, the Chiyuv Nisei, of the Anshi Iran Dachas? So then, even Ktani Ram Mechuyev, if they already have Vizore, and the image of Shochi of Nise, that Rabbi Lezer is made it, that the apostle of Nise, the answer is because there is one difference between the Chi of Nise of Anshir and Achas and the Chi of Nise for all Averes. The Chi of Nise for all Averes, even if one does Tshuva, so he's still hiring. But Tshuva is only mechaper legabei onshin of Bez Nishalmailo, like Kores Nishalmailo, but not legabei onshin of Mrs. Bez Shalmada. But there, Mashenkein, in the Chiyuv Nisei of Anshir and Dachas, the Rambam Paskins, if they do Tshuva, there is no Chiyuv Nisei, because the Chiyuv Nisei of Anshir and Yachas depends upon the Shemroshe of the people. The Torah says, the Yotzu Anshir B'Yal, even though the Pasuk of Yotzu Anshir B'Yal has reference to the Masisi, the Madichi, not to the Nidochim, but it applies to the Nidochim also. So the Be'er Agro in Hilchos Aveilah says, that's the 2 days in Shulchan Aruch. One day is since he has das, some mele he has a Shem Roshe, some mele there is no Chiyuv Aveiles, And the other thing is that even though he has the Ashtas, but it caught his move to the Shemosh. It caught his move to the Shemosh. As a matter of fact, the Rambam in Pirkalev Milchash Chuve says, so he says that called Echod Ve'Mitzes Esed, She Yoshuv Achinti Mechatoi V'Yisvade. So, and maybe that applies to Ikotin also, but the Rambam in Yilches Shgoge says that if Ikotin Bentes was Boal Shifo Harufo, so then she Yagdil, he has to bring it home. The Ravid Yisraelik, he says, when Tzimu Onshin Likot, but the Rambam is made it that Ikotin is not Ben Onshin. Mashinkin Korbin is not in, is not Mitzad Kapore. Korbin is Mitzad, is not Mitzad Enesh, it's Mitzad Kapore. So that is Shayach Ligabei Ikotin also. And the Ramor in Rechabes in Sinen Shin Nun Gimel says, Kotten Shechilles HaShabos, Oy Shehiko Sobi, Oy Sheoso Shor Abeira Bitakadusei, In Chayir Las Yishtube, Avo Mikomo Kim Tzoruch Las Yishtube. What does it mean, Chayir Las Yishtube? In other words, it means, he ain't a Chayir Las Yishtube. He's not Mechuyev the Tshube, but Kapore he needs, because when he cotton doesn't have air, it's also in my Isavere. A cotton is not anonymous. A cotton is not anonymous. As a matter of fact, the Gemara in Sanhedrin, in Pir David Mises, has an abaye. This halacha that the Torah says that if somebody is Levia, it's a behemo. So then the behemo is Chayeves Mise. Is it Takole or Nikol? Takole means because the reason as to why the Torah was Machayev Mise. The behemo, because there is no Maisaveir in the behemo, but because of the Takore, since there was a Nichshul that was brought to a person as a result of the Revias behemo. Or, and if we say Kolen, because Shalayevei or Shalayevei behemo Yveres Bishuk, and then people say this is the one whom this and this person was Revias. So that's called. So we see. So the more tries to be patient about it, because the price says that when test shebara behemo. So then the behemo is chayev is mise. So the more says it's no right because cotton takole namayike elo derachmone with the chasalo. So this is what the more says that. A cotton was das, a cotton bentes was das, so it's my savere and the zechete and everything, but it's a special zerasakosu that of rachmone hu dechasala. So this, I think, are the mikeres for the Rambam's new classification of all kinds of shape. Now, any questions? I purposely decided to give a very short shiur in order there should be ample time for questions. Yes. Yes.
Rishalmi brings down the same Gemara as the Gemara of Chagiga.
Yes.
But in fact, lists four things: Ma'abid, Ma'ashinosnulah. It's not just the three that the Gemara...
Yeah, that's the same thing, I think, like Mikaras Ksusei. What is Mikaras Ksusei? Also Mavid Mashinais.
The Gemara in Chagiga goes by there. And
yeah, that's right. The Gemara mentions Mavid
Mashinais.
Yeah, that's right. The Gemara in Chagiga also mentions Mavid Mashinais. So the Gemara says... אמר רב פופי, שמיע לי לרבוני הודי קניה, איזהו שייטה זה המאביס כל מה שנעשה לי. So the Gemara also mentioned that. But it is similar to Mikaras.
Have you made any suggestions in terms of Kino Tuscanese?
You're right, I mean, of course, as far as Kino is concerned, so it's very important to elevate the spirit of the children. The Rambam says in Hilchos Megillah, She'in lecho simcho gdeiro min sameach leivu mlorim She'en sameach leivu mlorim deimeli shchina She'nema Meishi zi posi tam shai It's in the store of Yikita.
Could
we
differentiate between a
Shaita
and a
Pesi? Yeah, a Shaita is somebody who is insane completely. A Tzoyin B'Esa means is they don't understand things that an average person with average intelligence understands.
Can you elaborate on the difference of
the halacha
between the two?
Well, the different halacha is in the Gaut Mitzvahs as far as mitzvahs asei are concerned, so sheite gomu is sheite as far as mitzvahs leisis are concerned, so sheite gomu is potter even with mitzvahs leisis, but a sheite that showing the aser or mishtagin the aser, so they are not potter of mitzvahs asei. But they're not potter of Mrs. Leiser Say, they're only potter of Mrs. Say. But still, since they are potter of Mrs. Say, you could say that you cannot be Mitzar of them for a minion. That would be a terrible thing, not to be Mitzar of a retarded child to a minion. It would destroy him completely. He'll think that there is no hope for him. But there is aloche in Shulchan Aruch that if you have nine gdeli and one cotton, so then you can be mitzari the cotton to the union as the tenth form. But he's potter of tefillah. The answer is, even though he's potter of tefillah, but his tefillah is a tefillah, it's a kima mitzvah. So melee he is, so maybe you can be Sarat in the million, and of course that goes without saying that you can give an aliyah. So of course after Shiva Kriyim there is no doubt that you can give an aliyah, but even Teich Shiva Kriyim you can give him because his mitzvah is a mitzvah, tefillah is a tefillah, and the Kriyas HaTorah, which is essentially a mitzvah of Talmud Torah Barabim, is also a mitzvah, especially tefillah and Talmud Torah and Tzedakah and Milus Chasodim, because all other mitzvahs are only mitzvah because the Torah is mechayven to do it. If the Torah did not mention the mitzvah of tefillah, there wouldn't be a mitzvah of tefillah. But the Torah mentions there is a chiyuv of tefillah. If the Torah didn't mention mitzvah of tzitzis, there wouldn't be a mitzvah of tzitzis. Mashenkin tefillah, so not because the Torah was mechayven, as the Novi says, ki basic is tefillah yikol lechol amim. So even when a goy is mispalon takodish boruch hu, there is a kiyum mitzvah. There is a kiyum mitzvah. So the melee, when the cotton is mispalel, so since it's a mitzvah, not just because the Torah is mechayev, but because by itself it's a mitzvah, so mele there is a kima mitzvah, and mele you can be tzarif in Permian, and Talmud Torah also, even without the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Talmud Torah is a mitzvah anyway, without a mitzvah of Talmud Torah. So mainly you can give him an aliyah, and you should give him an aliyah.
Why only nine then?
What?
Why only nine?
That's the aloha, I mean that you cannot make a minion completely of ten, ten or ten, who are not Bendeo elders. But in Chanane, when do we say only nine and the 10 points Mitzure if you want to make a minyan for daily? A regular minyan for daily. So then you have to have 9 daily besides the cotton. But if you want to make a minyan just for the ktanim themselves, then it can be made even with all the 10 being ktanim. And you can say Kedusha and you can say Baruch and everything.
What is it?
What is it?
Not 9.
I don't know, maybe. I don't know, but I didn't see it. Yes.
The Meira Seinayim on the same halakha in the Shulchan Aruch, Mehilcha Seidus,
yeah,
makes a distinction between, it makes it very clear between a Pesi Yoser, yeah, and also a Shota. And he ends off and he says, Lav Shem Shota Allah, Legabe other halakhas.
The question
is, yeah, at what mental age the gadol person, yeah, is a gadol? At what mental age does that person become a pesi? What is the critical,
well, I
mental
think,
age?
I think I have no eyes, but I think that the mental age is the age of Ktzaz Deo that we find Ligabi Putis in the Mishnah and Zohar. Haputis Mekom Mekach Memkor Memka. All right, that's the Akonis Chachomim. But what the Gemara says, what's putes? Ki bashit ki basheva. So the question is, Moneshech, if it's bashit, it's not basheva. If it's basheva, it's not bashit. The answer is, bashit basheva doesn't have reference to the real age, 6 years or 7 years old. But the mental age, some children who are more bright, so at the age of 6, they have the intelligence of 7. And so that's, that's the age, mitzvahs.
I want to follow that by suggesting that somebody may be retarded,
yeah,
yet if they have their mental age,
if they are educated,
6 or 7,
that's right,
then they're no longer, they may be classified as retarded, but
yeah,
la halacha, they are not psoim
b'osas, right,
they are mechuyev and osas.
Not that they are mechuyev, but they have to be trained to do mitzvahs.
But they are not soiled.
They're not cheating. They're not cheating. Chas v'shalom. They're not cheating.
Just, yeah, put away from the hand.
Yes, okay. Yes.
What about a situation where a child is educable and parents have tried to send them, their from parents have tried to send them to various yeshivas and it doesn't work out with all their special programs? The other didn't, any of them, because in the New York area. And he goes into out of town where he's exposed to problems of kashrut and Shabbat. And there seems to be some Cyprus children regarding someone who's completely...
Yeah, I mean, Chassam Sefer.
But obviously, isn't there a difference?
But the Chassam Sefer doesn't pass it. He said that Dvor Macholes Asuras HaMitam Tinsalem. But that's very... That's a... It's a disgrace for the Jewish community that they have all kinds of programs for geniuses and for unfortunate children they don't have any program. Now, I know in Chicago, and I'm sure that they have the similar program, Keshet program. Don't they have a Keshet program in New York? In Chicago.
But there are a number of programs.
Yeah, all right. So that's a very important thing. And people who give money should be encouraged to give more and more money for the education of retarded children rather than for the education of geniuses.
For him?
You said
Now they're not stable. Like this man in the Cleaver Get. One day he was fine, the other day he was crazy.
So in other words, he's a shorter one day, but he's okay next.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
And on both days,
yeah, that's right. Itim cholim, itim shaker. But this man, itim cholim, itim shaker, the Gemara says, bisman shu cholim, so he's kipkiach kol davar. But that's only if bisman shu cholim is completely normal. But usually, even bisman shu cholim is not completely normal.
So what the Chiddush was saying, someone's not stable with the shelter, he's saying that like, you might think that you can know he's crazy one day and okay, next you are crazy, he'll be okay.
So then, he's not a Sheti Gomo, but still, he's first legs.
On both days?
Yeah, if in the days when he's holy, he's not 100% holy.
I think someone who's addicted to drugs or alcohol.
Yeah.
And they try, but he's addicted.
He doesn't know what goes on.
But he's not, it's not a biological...
I understand. If somebody is an alcoholic, so that's a gemara. Shikar, if it's yearly shikhusi shalait, so then he's potter of all mitzvahs. Of mitzvahs, the same is a slave. Shikhusi shalait means he is completely detached from reality. He doesn't know what goes on. But if somebody is not yearly shikhusi shalait, but what does it mean? The gemara in Erevin says, in other words, when he meets the Melech, so he'll take him along as if he had been his friend. So that is chayav no mitzvahs. But he's a sheikah and he would be kosher later.
What's your hand over there? No.
Yes.
Okay,
go ahead. Well, you said before about all 10 being
made, clarify that? All 10, you mean with the Rambam?
Yeah.
What is that?
Making a minion of
Shaitik Omo, not
making a minion of just 10, just for them.
Not Shaitim ruling. What?
For
Ketanim, yes, you can. Yeah. Now, the Rambam...
What are we trying to accomplish in that meeting?
Well, we'll encourage them that they should have confidence in themselves, that they are something, you know.
And then they'll read the Torah and they'll say Kedusha and Borah.
Yeah, everything. Everything. Yes?
People who are borderline retarded and are able to act normal in just about every way, but there's clearly something wrong with their thought process.
So then certainly they can serve their minion and they should get an aliyah.
Is there any bottom line of where they become chosen? I mean,
what?
If they're obviously, they've just been trained, they've been socialized to act normal in every way, but they're obviously retarded, I mean, they don't think normally like other people. Is there any, and the reason why they don't do crazy things is because they're not given opportunity to do anything.
So they should be given the opportunity in the world to develop.
So
if they have an emotional problem, what is called, an auto, how is it called, a child who is not retarded, who is very intelligent.
Autism?
What?
Autism?
Autistic child. Autistic child.
For instance, I work in a Jewish home for mentally retarded people, and they act normal in just about every single way, but they're clearly retarded. Is there any bottom line of distinguishing who is a shelter and who isn't?
If they act normally in every area, except in one area, they are certainly not considered a shady.
They do everything normal, but in a retarded way.
What do you mean in a retarded way?
Can you give an illustration of what you mean?
In other words, when they have to touch the ears, so they touch it like this, not like this. That doesn't matter. Yes.
So the Rebbe started with an agadah from Eruvin and suggested this was the makor for the Rashba's.
Yeah, that's right.
Sock. But in the agadah, he's told he has a child, every yom in either way with grace.
Because
seem
of the schus that he gave up the opportunity to teach geniuses in order to help an unfortunate child, so because of that, he was Eichel Arichas Yom.
But the Rebbe has said that they gave him a choice.
That's what was said at first in the Baskol. But then, as a reward.
The Baskol explained, you gave the right answer.
Yes.
Can I
show to Dukin? Certainly. I mean, not a Sheti Gomo, but Tsoyim is a or a cotton with his das, Kimel Shitki Bashema, of course he can do. It's my sin, Holy. They do him with their fathers. You need their fathers and not issue. They do.
First, just to start, is there an exact equation between one who is possible to Eidos, for instance, he's a Matura?
Yeah.
About something's disturbing him.
Yeah.
Which could be anybody who is otherwise calling.
Yeah.
And between that and being part of Mitos Asay.
Well, the Rambam says that in regard to Eidos, he has to be a Pichiagom. Not only Allah in Eidos.
Not in Tefillin, not in Sintis.
But the Rambam mentions why is he postulated? Because he's not the Mitzvah. So that means he's part of Mitzvah. But the Mitzvah is a Mitzvah. In Tzitzes and Tefillin and everything.
So he doesn't have to like Tefillin Nachamu?
No, no. You mean when he becomes completely lucid?
Yes.
Or he should. Gets to the Gemara, eat him holy, beat him shaky. So if he heard Shofar while he was a Shote, not the Chiyuv, so Menele, he has to hear Shofar again, and the same thing would certainly apply to a cotton, because a cotton requires two things, Shonim and Simonim. Suppose he heard a Shofar while he had Shonim, but he didn't produce Simonim. Then he produces the money later in the day, so they'll have to hear Shofar again.
He's the one king with a lower level than the one he has later, when he mechuyu.
That's right. In order to be Yetzir, Bishas Chiyu, so it has to be fulfilled, Bishas Chiyu.
So this person is only the Turah, not the Pasi, not the Shaita, but the person.
That's right.
The initial case where something's disturbing an individual.
Well, I don't know, I'm not sure.
Maybe. That's not a Cholim the Baris.
Yeah. I am not sure about it. I don't know about it.
Is there a distinction to be made, or is there any rubric that could be stated about the distinction between mental abilities and emotional reactions to the situation? We could have somebody who's extremely bright and yet reacts immaturely on an emotional level.
Well, that's like an autistic child, you know. It's an emotional, he has an emotional problem. But he might be very bright. He might study trigonometry. I mean, but he has an emotional problem, and that makes him act in a very strange, weird way all the time.
So when he's 14,
yeah.
And in that state,
so...
He's technically potter in mitzvah, as I say?
He's not potter. I mean, he is potter in a certain sense. But if the mitzvah is a mitzvah.
So what are the chiyuvim of the father of such a child?
To,
in terms of limaritim, does he have
to,
a chiyuv?
To be mechanachim, of course. To be mechanachim. There is no mitzvah of chinuch in God, only in cotton. But as the Meshachochma points out, that there are two mitzvahs of chinuch. One mitzvah of chinuch is a mitzvah of chinuch to make sure that the child does every specific mitzvah in the right time. He blows, he hears a shofar, he eats matzah, he does this, he does that. But that's only the Rabbanon. But then there is another mitzvah of chinuch that is in the Raise, and that's mentioned in the Sedra of Ayero, Eikev, Yevech HaMashiach, sound. The child to do mitzvahs and to go with the Hashem, so that applies equally to the father and the mother. And I would like to mention something on a Hashkofa level. I mean, when Elisha parted from Eliyahu Novi, so he said, Ovi, Ovi, Rechet Yisroel Uforosho. So the Yalkut Shemeni says, why did he say Ovi, Ovi? The first Ovi, the Yalkut says, has reference to the father. And the second Ovi has reference to the mother. And what is Rechet Yisroel Uforosho? That is reference to the Rebbe. So Eliyahu was a father to Elisha Novi, and he was a mother to Elisha Novi, and he was a Rebbe to Elisha Novi. But he was a Rebbe in a twofold way. First of all, he was a Rechet Yisrael. Rechet Yisrael. That's a charioteer. For Roshov is a horseman. What's the difference between a charioteer and a horseman? A charioteer sits comfortably, and he drives the chariot. A horseman, he is metallic horim, the copies like boys. So in other words, there is one rabbi who can only teach geniuses, siluim, that's a charioteer. But there's another kind of